For calling customer service, my name is Naya. How may I help you?
I got an email about taking the survey for a prize, and I took the survey, and then it said, "Congratulations, I won the prize." And then I put all my information in, but it wouldn't accept it because I was using a Discover card because I thought that I could use that. And then I put it in again using a different card, and it says I can't have the prize because I already it says only one per person, but I never even got the first one.
I wouldn't be sure on how to help you with that one because we're unable to assist you with anything about the prize. You'll have to go back to the website about that prize.
Well, I don't know where it came from. I don't know what the website is.
I wouldn't know it either.
Well, it has your name at the bottom, and your phone number. So I'm assuming that somebody there where you are is supposed to be able to help me.
Yes, ma'am, but we don't we can't do anything about the prizes.
Well, what company are you?
This is a call center, and we work for many different companies.
Right, but why does it say to call you, with questions if you can't answer the question? I mean, you're the only number it has.
I answered the question, which was we can't help you with that order.
Well, who can?
You'll have to go back on the website. I'm not sure what was the website that you was on, but we don't place orders here or anything like that.
Well, do you even have anything to do with this company?
Are you trying to see if an order was placed under your name?
No, I'm just trying to see. I mean, I put in my card number, and it won't let me have my prize, even though it said I won the prize.
Okay, did it take any money off your card?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know because I don't think the card went through.
Okay, if it didn't take any money off your card, just try it again with your card. Or check and see if anything was took off your card.
No, I already checked. I checked and it says that it just came up with. It thinks I already have the prize because it says only one per person is allowed. That's all it said, which means I can't. They think I already have one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not really about the prize. It's about the order.
Right.
Is there a supervisor maybe I could talk to?
We're unable to help you with the order. Like, we don't take any card information or anything.
But at the bottom of the website, it says
I get what you're saying, ma'am. I know that. But we don't place orders here.
Well, then you should be able to give me another number to call because your number is the one I just called, and that's the one that's on your website. Can you give me over to a supervisor, maybe?
The supervisor won't be able to help you with this one.
Well, somebody, if you're connected with this company, and somebody must have their phone number to call if something happens like this.
I mean, if it won't accept your card, there's nothing we can do about it not accepting your card. It probably don't take your card at all. Like, the card that you're using, it probably don't take.
They don't take the one I put in first. And so then it says, because it says Discover card. So then it popped up saying, after I put in all the information, it said, we do not accept Discover. So then I took all that information and I erased it and I put in, my a different card. And it didn't say it didn't accept it. It just said that I already have the prize.
I'm not sure. You probably should have refreshed the page or something. I'm not sure why I did that to you at all.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? It seems unfair. I mean, this is like, I don't think it's even, I think it's a fraud, if they take your money and they take your all your
okay. Did they take your money?
I don't know.
Okay, try checking your card and see if they took your money. And then if they did, try calling us back and we can help you.
I don't know how to. I don't know if it took my money. I don't
know.
Ma'am,
do you not know how to call your card?
But it's not up there yet. It takes a while to get posted. You know, it's not going to be posted probably for another several hours.
Okay, well, if we do charge your card, that's when you call us. We can only help if something like that happens. But we don't place orders here. There's no one here that's going to place your order because we don't place orders here at all.
Okay, I'm not asking to place an order. I'm asking for a phone number to call who can...
Ma'am, we don't have the phone number. You will have to go back to their website for that number. We don't have a phone number for that survey that you took.
Okay, I'm telling you, on their website is your number. That's
ma'am,
what I'm trying to say.
I know
no
our number are on the website, but we don't have a number for that survey that you took.
Okay, well then who do I call?
I'm not sure who you call. You have to go back to that survey.
I did. Okay, we're getting nowhere. I mean, this has got to be a fraud, so I'm going to report it as you guys are a fraud company because this is not right. You have all my information, personal stuff, and now you won't help me. So
you asking me to give you a number to a survey. I don't have the number to a – there's no number to a survey that you take. If I can get your zip code, I could try to find an account for you and see if you were charged or not. But, I mean, do you want me to try to find an account for you?
No, I don't have an account. I didn't set up an account that I know of. All I did was just put my
address
in.
If you put your information in, you'll have an account.
Well, where's my account?
So what is your zip code?
94089.
First
what's the name of your company?
This is a third-party call center, and we work for many different companies.
Okay, but what's the name of your company, whoever you work for?
I'm unable to give that information out.
Okay, see, I knew it was a fraud. I knew that this is a scam. Okay.
It's not a scam.
So
we're just unable.
It is. If you won't give me your number, then it's a
scam. Ma'am, you didn't ask for a number. You asked for the name of my company.
The name of your company, you should be able to give it out if you're a legitimate company.
This is a legitimate company.
Why would you hide that? Why would you hide that?
This is a legitimate company.
Okay. Well, then what is the company? Just the name.
Unable to give you that information.
What?
Unable to give you that information.
You're unable to see the information?
To give you that information, but I can try to find an account for you.
Well, if what's the point in having an account if I can't call
so
anybody?
So I can tell you I'm trying to tell you what it was for. Can I have your first and last name?
No, you're fraud. I'm going to report your company. Whatever it is, I got the number.
So you don't
now.
Want me to tell you what you were charged for?
What?
I'm trying to help you tell you why you were charged, if you were charged, but...
I don't know. I'm not concerned about the charge. I'm concerned about the information that I gave to your company.
Right.
Which to me is, you know, you're
right.
Not
and if your information
company.
Is with our company and you don't want me to pull up an account, maybe I could have got that account. Solve for you, but since I'm unable to pull up an account for you, you won't know if we have your information or not.
I want to know what you're going to do with my information, like sell it or give it to somebody else.
Sell it? No, ma'am, we don't sell information.
Well, most companies do. They do that.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, well, look up my account without all my personal information. Can you do that?
How would I look up an account without anyone's personal information?
Well, I don't want to give all of it.
Can I have your
need?
First and last name?
Margot Raff, R-A-S-S.
R-A-S-S?
R-A-S-S is in Frank.
I don't see that name in our system. So it probably didn't take anything off your card. Yeah, I don't see that name. Let me try a phone number. Probably didn't take your money at all. Yeah, I don't think the payment ever went through, so I don't know why it's declining your card or anything like that. Because on our end, we don't even have a payment at all from you, so I'm not sure why it's doing that.
Well, I already know that the card, I mean the amount that what I paid didn't go through, because I already know that, because it said that that my order was declined.
Mm-hmm.
So but I still don't know why they declined it.
Is that a bank card you're using?
Yes.
That's probably
it's
who declined
card.
It. The bank is declining the payment. That's why your card is being declined from
no,
the bank.
It isn't. It's not, because it says it's declined because they said it's only we can only give it out to one person. I mean, one person, they said. So that implies that they think I already have one already, and I'm trying to get another price.
I'm
it wasn't
not
from the bank. It wasn't from the bank.
Oh, I'm not sure then.
Okay, well, I'm just going to report you at this company anyway with the number I have. So,
all right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.